Good. We're ready. Small group this week.
So what do you see when you see Cleveland?
What do I see? I see a very good defense. That takes the ball away quite a bit. And they have some very talented players. And we're going to need to play our best game. No doubt about that.
Coach Belichick talked a little bit about the less preparation time after a Monday night game. How does that affect you as you prepare for a game?
Well, you just try to get caught up as best you can. And you lose a day, so you got to squeeze Monday and Tuesday together. And I think every team goes through it. And we got to do our best to kind of get up to speed with what Cleveland's been doing and try to understand them and put together a great attack. Hopefully it's good enough.
Do you feel like this is another game where you needed to score points against Cincinnati because you respect their offense and Cleveland the same thing?
Yep. They very good offense, very good skill players. And I think you realize as an offense, we need to try to keep them off the field. And they're very dynamic offensively, and because of that, we've got to try to control the tempo, control the speed. But they do a great job turning the ball over, this team. They got some playmakers in the secondary. Very physical front seven. Very powerful. They rush the passer well. They're very good. They're very good.
Is there any advantage to going against Romeo's defense in practice all those years that you guys did?
It's pretty much our defense. I mean, it's similar style. I think there's a few different twists to it, but anytime you can rush the passer the way they do, it creates problems offensively. First play of the open game, Wimberly's screaming right off the edge and kills the quarterback, and that happens quite a bit. It's a very good team that could very easily be 3-1 instead of 2-2, it's going to be a great challenge.
Tom, what kind of challenge will the secondary present? Coach Belichick had some high praise for them. Is this the best secondary that you all have faced, especially from a playmaking standpoint?
Yeah, I mean, I think Lee Bowden's he's a great corner. Eric Wright is a first-year player who's in there starting and does some very good things. He's got very good athletic ability. They have two safeties who are very disruptive. They read the quarterback very well. They're not afraid to go up and challenge the receivers. It's a lot of man-to-man coverage. And they can really, you've seen them against Chad Johnson and TJ Houston's. I don't think they care who those guys are. I mean, they just want to go up there and D them up. And they did for the most part. They're very good, and they have their own style, and it's a very disciplined defense that is always in the right place, and they're tough on the run game because they're so physical, so big and physical and stout, and it's going to be a great challenge. I think in running the ball and throwing it, they create problems in different ways. You don't want to become a one dimensional game this one because they'll beat you if that's the case.
Tommy, are offensive line and defensive line as good as they are because they have to go against each other in practice all week? Is that a factor possibly?
I don't know. I mean, I think our offensive line has been together for quite a while. So anytime you keep the continuity there, it's a positive. And those guys have been able to develop chemistry within each other over the last few years to really develop into a unit that knows each other very well, and you can make changes pretty quickly when that's the case.
Tom, what does it mean to have Rodney back potentially this week? I know he's day-to-day, but what is it like? What does it mean to have a teammate like that back?
Well, he just, he's been one of our best players here for a long time, so it's great to have him. It's always great to see his face around here. We've been missing it.
You expect him to play this week?
I don't make those decisions. I hope so, but not my call.